This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The city of Flint and the state of Michigan recently agreed to settle a lawsuit over the lead contamination of Flint's water. Last night, there was a public meeting in Flint explaining the details. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith was there, and she joins us now. Lindsay, remind us, who filed this lawsuit? How'd this go about?
This was one of the major lawsuits that was filed on behalf of one particular resident, along with the ACLU of Michigan and the Natural Resources Defense Council. And it was a lawsuit that was filed against the state and the city mainly. And it was seeking to solve the lead in water issues and basically trying to enforce the Safe Drinking Water Act, which requires lead levels to be at a certain lower than a certain level, which they had exceeded. So this was the big lawsuit that also tried to push, I don't know if you remember, the home delivery of bottled water. A judge had ruled in this case that the state had to do that last November.
Right.
They never really did it. They deliver to people who are homebound or that request it. And they were accused of kind of dragging their feet. But the state has held that at this point, the water in Flint is testing under federal limits. And so this settlement agreement really helps pave the path forward for how they're going to resolve some major kind of lingering questions about how they're going to solve the lead issues and how fast they have to do it and what they have to do.
Right. I understand there's some money to help remove the lead lines. How much and how many lines can be moved?
Yeah. So $30 million is not new. It's the same money that Congress passed in December. $67 million of this is new. It's from the state of Michigan. And with that money, that $97 million, they're going to be able to replace at least 18,000 lead and galvanized service lines. And they have 3 years to do that.
Overall, how many lead lines are there in Flint?
There's more than 18,000. So there is going to be some money set aside to kind of, I'm sort of gathering that they're going to see where they're at after that first 18,000 is out of there. But I mean, really what it comes down to is you have to have a water bill, like you have to have an active water service. You don't need to be current on your water bill, but you have to have an active water service. They're not going to go through and rip out lead lines at vacant homes, which is obviously a big issue in Flint. So I see them kind of chipping away at, like, where's the priorities here? They're not going to do vacant homes. They're not going to do, you know, certain things like that. And you have to have an active water account. So I think that's where you're going to see some of the difference lie between the actual number of lead lines in the city and how many they'll end up replacing.
In the meantime, what about bottled water and faucet filters?
I think this is going to be a big issue in the coming months. As a part of this agreement, one of the big things besides the lead service line replacement, which is, by the way, that is just such a huge deal. That's unprecedented in a court of law that says to the state, you must remove lead service lines. Without that court order, the city probably could have dragged this on for 10, 13 years, really, to be honest. So the filters is sort of the holdover. Until we get all of those lead lines replaced, we're going to continue to provide free filters, free cartridges for people. And the bottled water is going to probably be a controversy because a lot of people that I talk to in Flint, they don't trust the water filters, even though scientists have shown that they are removing significant numbers of or significant lead levels. But people don't trust it, and they'd rather drink bottled water. And so beginning in July, the state can start to close some of these pods, they're called, these churches and just different places around the city where you can go and pick up bottled water and pick up filters. There was a woman that I talked to, her name is Doris Allen, and she really predicts that, as people start to find this out or when they start to close, that this is going to be a big issue.
It's going to be really bad for the kids, for the people that have children, and for senior citizens that are on fixed incomes who can't afford water, like me. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. So when you take your shower, you say your prayers, you ask the Lord to bless the water, you run in, take your shower, and you get out. I pay my water bill because I got the shave and shower. That's it. That's what I use it for, you know. But cooking, no. Drinking, no. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
What's up next for Flint to recover from this lead contamination of the city's water?
Well, I think that the service line replacements are definitely going to be the biggest deal. You're also seeing these groups of people, they're called core teams, that are going door to door to every house in Flint and making sure that people, if they want to, I mean, I went along with some of these core teams, and not everybody is excited to have somebody knock at their door, as you can imagine. These people have a lot of people knocking at their doors and trying to sell them things or give them things or make sure they have things. And these core teams are going through and making sure that people have filters, that they're working properly, that they're kind of educated about the programs that are available. So I think you're going to see a lot more of these core teams really get a big push in the next few months, because as those pods start to close down over the summer, I mean, and the delivery of bottled water is going to also stop this summer, they really need to make sure that they get to everybody so that people at least have had an opportunity to get those free filters and to get the information that they need to have water that they can technically drink out of a filter.
That's Lindsay Smith with Michigan Radio, continuing our coverage of the Flint water crisis. Thanks, Lindsay.
Yep, no problem.